Just to start off, a little bit about yourself, a little background.
Okay. I've always lived in Southeast Iowa. I grew up in Burlington, graduated in 1974 from Burlington High School. Did work around Burlington for a while, went in the Navy for 5 years, and found out what the rest of the world was like and decided that Southeast Iowa wasn't such a bad place after all. And I went back to Burlington, did some more work. Was in during the 80s, and the economy was up and down all the time. And decided to change courses many times because of the economy. And currently I'm an electrician for Siler & Cherry Company here in Keokuk, and I've been living in Fort Madison for the last 27 years. And my current job is taking care of the electrical systems on the bridge at Fort Madison, which is a challenge.
In terms of deciding to run for the city council, what prompted you to enter the race in the second ward?
Well, I've lived in the second ward ever since I've been in Fort Madison, and I've watched things change and have been really involved in the city for a long time. Been on a few commissions, electrical board for many years until the state took over electrical licensing. Currently on the Historic Preservation Commission. I'm involved with our Old Settlers Park Association, and I see things that the citizens can do to make changes and make Fort Madison a better place. And a couple of years ago, I ran for the state Senate, and while I was running, there were several people that said that they'd really like to see me on the city council instead, because they thought I'd have a better chance of getting some things done there that would help the local area. And so I thought about it for about a year and a half and decided that that was a good idea.
What do you see as some areas that need to be addressed or some issues that need to be addressed? What are some of the topics you would focus on?
Well, right now, my biggest issue is our streets program, not because it's the most important thing, but it's one that they're working on now and needs to be dealt with before it goes too far. They're talking about, we've got a lot of brick streets in Fort Madison, and I'm being on the Historic Preservation Commission. I have studied the history of this town and the atmosphere that we have is, the brick streets add to it. And I'm concerned that they're going to be torn up and not replaced. And talking to the city management, that's kind of the way they're looking at it now. But we have so many things in our town that need to be addressed. We're not pushing as much as we should on tourism. It's a big industry, and we have so many things that can attract people besides our old Victorian houses and brick streets. We've got the world's largest swing span double-deck train and car bridge, and we don't promote it as much as we should. We have a restored depot that will attract people. We have a beautiful riverfront that we really haven't been utilizing. It's a big asset that we don't take care of. Tourism's big. Fort Madison's a railroad town, and we don't try to attract the rail fans like we should. There's a few people in town that are trying to get some things going with the rail fans, but we need to do more.
When it comes to the streets, as you mentioned, would you rather see the money put towards streets that are not the brick ones, not needing to replace the brick ones, or do you think it's just too much that approach is not the right approach?
Well, I've studied the issue for a long time, even before I got to Fort Madison. Brick streets are more durable than asphalt and concrete, and if you take care of them, they'll last for 100 years. They've already been there 100 years. They're going to last another 100 years, but you do have to maintain them somewhat. In the last 100 years, there's been very little maintenance on the streets, and it's incredible that some of them are such great shape. And the streets that they've laid asphalt over the top of or replaced them with asphalt, you've got potholes that you have to deal with. There's yearly maintenance that should be done on them that isn't done on them. And the asphalt street might last 15, 20 years, and then it has to be replaced again. Well, the square foot cost of putting an asphalt road in is about half of what it does to put the brick in. But after 3 years, you've replaced, or after 30 years, you've replaced the asphalt again, so now you're even. And in 100 years, you've replaced the asphalt four or five times, and so the brick is way ahead. Studies have shown that you'll save 20% on road maintenance and installation with a brick road as opposed to concrete or asphalt.
When it comes to the biggest thing that the city council does is craft the budget each year, when you would sit down to work on the budget with the city manager and the rest of the council, where would your priorities be? What would be those areas of the budget that have to be funded as much as possible, no matter what?
Well, public safety is your number one item. That's, you know, the city is there to keep the public safe and provide fire service and police and, well, we don't do ambulance, but those types of things. And so that would be the biggest priority is that. And street maintenance is important. You know, we have to be able to travel. There's so many things in our town. We've neglected our parks for a long time. They've been run down, and I think it's real important for the quality of life issues that we maintain our parks. You know, the kids need places to play and stay out of trouble by having something to do. We've been pushing on this Rexplex for a long time, and I'm a supporter of the Rexplex, but it's not the answer for the neighborhood kids. You know, the Rexplex is going to be drawing in people from out of town, tournament-type things, team sports, and not every kid is in the team sports. And if you just want to go play a couple of innings of ball, you know, you can't go to the Rexplex and just do it. You have to be on the list, scheduled, and we need to upgrade our parks. You know, they've got $25,000 that are budgeted for each park, and some of those parks that'll be able to make some improvements on it. Others, that's barely going to get them up to where they should be without any improvement because they've been deteriorated so long. But, you know, it's going to take citizen input, and that's one of the things that a lot of people don't feel they have with the current council. There's a perception there's a good old boy system going on in the current council, and to me, you know, perception is reality. People don't feel they're comfortable talking to their councilman or think that their voice is going to be heard. They aren't going to give their opinion.
How do you change that? How do you change that mindset?
Well, just being able to talk to people. I've always been one that people feel they can approach and feel that their word is listened to. I try to not judge what they're saying. Sometimes people will say things that may or may not work, but they have an opinion. And I think everybody's opinion should be heard and weighed along with everyone else. It may not be the way we're going to go, but you have to look at all sides of an issue. And it's too many times that people think that the council's got their ears. They feel like they don't feel like they have the ear of the council. That there are certain people in town that have their ear, and they aren't one of them. And I want everybody to feel comfortable giving their opinion, because democracy works best when, and the city works best when, everybody has a voice in it.
The city council has talked about the idea of acquiring the old prison and finding a possible use for this. Is that a good idea?
It's going to be a challenge. It's a very large facility, and the state is wanting to get rid of it because of not fitting their requirements, and it also is a lot of maintenance. I don't know if Fort Madison can afford to take it over. Hopefully, maybe we're going to deal with the state to lease it rather than acquire it ourselves and, you know, with our own money. If we can come up with a plan and work out the numbers that makes it feasible, I would be willing to consider it. But other places have tried it, and they've had good ideas and bad ideas, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. I've never seen where a city has taken over the prison and it's worked out well, but that doesn't mean it can't. So it has some facilities there we could really use. You know, they've got a baseball field and a tennis court, and they've got a theater that we could utilize. It was just getting the right people in there to do it. I think we need to be open to it, but I'm not sold on it yet.
Any issues that people have brought up as you've been out talking to people, anything that's now on your radar that if elected you would bring up that maybe wasn't on your radar before you started the run?
Well, being active in the community, I'm up on a lot of things, and not too many things have surprised me. Some of the support for some of the ideas I have has surprised me. Of course, the Brick Streets is one of them, but having things for the children. The children is a big issue for the city, because You know, we've got a lot of kids that don't have things to do, and we used to have skating rink and a bowling alley and arcades. We don't have those anymore. They've burned down or moved out, and we just don't have the entertainment. And it's important that we have entertainment and education and recreation and occupations for the kids. And because we want to make Fort Madison the best place not to move away from. And we don't have that now.
And that's what I was going to say. When it comes to, and I'm not sure if I covered it, so I'm going to now, in terms of jobs and stuff, what does the city council need to be doing? What ideas do you have as to ways to bring in, be it a small business or helping one expand? What role should the city council play?
Well, we can, I'm not sure what this, I've done a lot of work with the Main Street program. We've gotten the neighborhood. I was, like I said, my wife hates when I said get on the historic preservation stuff. But we've done a lot of things for the city through that commission, and like getting the downtown on the National Register of Historic Places, and it has helped because we have a new facade program in Fort Madison, which is cleaning up the downtown, making it more period appropriate, and it's helped a lot of businesses because some of the buildings that we've been working on, if I hadn't have done it, they would have been falling down. So we've helped clean up the downtown, which gives incentive to other businesses to fix up their places, makes it more attractive, brings in more people. Same thing with the tourism. I'd like to see more tourism focus. We've got a new marketing and tourism coordinator, Jean Payton, and I think she will help out a lot because we used to have a tourism director convention and tourism director that really did a lot of work getting the Bass Tournament in and the Balloon Festival and those kind of things in. And when we lost that director, we lost a lot of that enthusiasm, and we need to get that back, bring in more events, which will bring in more people and more people spending money. And that's what brings business in. You have to have a market. And we have to create the market sometimes, and I think that's something the city can do that will help.
Anything else that you'd like to add? Anything that we haven't covered that you would want people to know?
Well, there's a lot of small things in Fort Madison that can be improved, and a lot of big things that can be improved. We're doing a really good job right now with our current council and our current mayor that have really improved things. Past mayor did a lot of things, and all those things are starting to come into play right now. And I think we need to be pushing more in that direction. But there's details that I think that we aren't handling well. One of the things that I think is making an advantage over me is that I've got a diverse background, and I've been involved in a lot of different things, and I have a different perspective. I research and analyze things a lot, and I don't look for the short-term solutions to things. I look for the long-term. Sometimes it's cheaper to do things up front, but it's going to cost you more down the road. And if we're going to survive, we have to look farther down the road. We've been a city for 175 years, and I think we're going to be another 175 years at least continue as a thriving city, and it's going to take long-term vision to get some of these things done that we need to have done to make us get there.